Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The National Park Service is shutting down Washington, D.C.'s National Mall ahead of the inauguration. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports a temporary closure comes amid threats of additional violence after last week's deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building.
Federal authorities say they will shut down core areas of the National Mall, including the stretch between the Lincoln Memorial and Capitol building, until after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city continues to monitor threats that could potentially disrupt the inauguration.
We have a special responsibility that there is a peaceful transition of power in our country. We're proud in Washington to host the federal government, and we want to make sure that event is peaceful.
The National Park Service says protests will be allowed in designated locations and will be limited to those with permits. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
We've surpassed another milestone in the global fight against coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University now putting the number of COVID-19 deaths worldwide at more than 2 million. Deaths in the U.S. fast approaching 400,000. The incoming Biden administration will retire the name Operation Warp Speed as part of its own push to vaccinate Americans for the coronavirus. Here's NPR's Franco Ordonez.
Incoming White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they will be moving to a new phase of the response with a new structure. In a Twitter message, she wrote there was, quote, an urgent need to address failures of the Trump team approach to vaccine distribution. She said the Biden administration would keep many of the career public servants involved in the vaccination rollout, but that the name would be dropped as part of the structural changes. The Biden transition team announced this morning that Dr. David Kessler, a former head of the FDA and a top advisor to Biden, will help lead the new administration's response from inside the White House as chief science officer. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Democratic lawmakers in Congress are starting to call for the Trump-appointed director of the U.S. Census Bureau to resign. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports calls are coming after whistleblowers at the Bureau warned the director tried to rush out a report about non-citizens before the end of the Trump administration.
Whistleblowers told the Census Bureau's watchdog that Director Stephen Dillingham tried to pressure civil servants to produce a technical report related to President Trump's executive order for citizenship data. A career official at the Bureau warned the report would be statistically indefensible. Dillingham backed off after his directive became public. Now some members of Congress are calling for Dillingham to resign before his term ends at the end of the year. Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, the top Democrat on the Senate subcommittee that funds the Bureau, said that Dillingham failed to, quote, put country over loyalty to the president. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News. Brazil's Air Force is now airlifting COVID-19 patients out of the city of Manaus in the Amazon rainforest. NPR's Philip Reeves says the health system there has collapsed.
Brazilian authorities have begun flying COVID victims out and oxygen supplies in after hospitals in Manaus ran out of oxygen following an unprecedented surge of cases. Doctors say patients are dying in their beds of suffocation. Some families are buying their own cylinders to give to sick relatives. There's a waiting list of hundreds for intensive care beds. The tragedy is causing a national outcry. Officials say they'll fly more than 200 patients to neighboring states. Yet hospital beds are filling up across much of Brazil, and there are concerns the Manaus patients will spread a new strain of the virus, recently traced to the Amazon. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who had long resisted lockdowns to slow the spread of coronavirus, says his government is handling the outbreak better than any other. He warns if Sao Paulo state locks down, there will be, quote, misery in Brazil. From Johns Hopkins University's data, there already is. Brazil has recorded more than 8 million cases of infections and more than 207,000 deaths. Well, more than 6,000 workers at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, will begin voting February 8th on whether to form the first union in the company's U.S. history. The National Labor Relations Board has scheduled the vote by mail because of coronavirus concerns, propelling workers at one of Amazon's newest facilities toward a decision on whether to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. Voting closes in March. This is NPR.